Good morning.
Good morning.
The parable of the fig tree illustrates how God intervened and gave the gardener a second chance. 3 years had passed, and it had not produced any fruit. It was an accurate and familiar picture for sure. Fig trees were often planted in the vegetable gardens or in the vineyards in that part of the world, and they were treasured for their delicious and tasty fruit. But there's a big, big problem here with this particular fig tree. It's producing nothing. It's utterly barren, producing no figs whatsoever. But even worse, especially in the arid land of Egypt and the Middle East, this tree is absorbing large amounts of precious nutrients and large amounts that other vegetables around it could feed on, thereby depriving the surrounding vines of vital nutrition. So the question is there a limit to God's mercy? Since the gardener was given 1 year extension, you could say yes. But we don't know exactly what happened, because the story ends right there. Besides, there are other stories in the gospel which indicate just exactly the opposite. Jesus once told Peter that he should forgive his brother not 7 times, but 70 times 7. In other words, we are called to forgive endlessly, especially here during the season of Lent and beyond. And remember what I said, that without forgiveness, there is no future. It doesn't matter what relationship you look at, but without forgiveness, there is no future. There's only sadness, there's only festering, and there's only disorder. This illustrates that there is no limit to God's mercy. God is a God of grace, and God's grace is favor towards us undeserved. Yet by the grace of God, our sins are forgiven, our wills are strengthened, and our minds are enlightened by His grace. And therefore, we are called to forgive. We are called to forgive again and again. In other words, we always have another chance with God. Thank goodness, and I say thanks be to God. Jesus calls us to repent during Lent. That means to turn around in a new direction, to act differently in the future than we have in the past. It means to cease judging others, cease criticizing others, and be aware of our own sins and a change in our ways. If we to bear fruit, as the gardener wanted the fig tree to bear fruit, we need to spend some time tending to the soil in which our lives are rooted. Lent is a season for digging around, looking at our souls, looking at our hearts, digging around the roots of our souls in order to prepare for the mystery, in order to prepare for a new life that waits us by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the love of Christ our Lord. Jesus told the parable of the fig tree to call his listeners towards him and to change their minds and to change their hearts. The result for the fig tree and for the listeners is the same. God calls us to bear fruit, not to bear fruit simply for ourselves, but to bear fruit for the kingdom of God, to help bear fruit for the world, and to make the world and our community a better place to live so that they know that the light of God shines and it has not gone out. You really have to be aware of the difference between fruitfulness and success, because the world is always talking to you about your success. Society keeps asking you, show me your trophies. Show me your rewards. Show me how good you have done. Show me how much stuff you can get accomplished in one day. Show me how many games did your team win. Show me how much money you made in the stock market. Show me how many trips or vacations you can take in one year. Show me all that you can do. Show me how much the value in your home has gone up. Show me, show me, show me. That's what the world asks. Maybe even your friends and neighbors are saying these things to you as well. Show me. But the problem with the show me mentality and the problem with the show me understanding of life is that it is a bottomless pit. It is always a hungry belly that can never be satisfied and always wants you to feed more and more and more and more. What I am saying is that the show me is not really the question. The question is, are you going to bear fruit in the name of Jesus Christ wherever you are? Whether it be here at church, whether it be in your neighborhood, whether it be in the clubs that you meet with, whether it be on the golf course, whether it be pickleball or whatever you may do. Are you going to bear fruit in the name of Christ? Are you going to let that light of God shine through your life? And the amazing thing is that our fruitfulness comes from our vulnerability and not out of our strength and power. In other words, when we're getting ready to do ministry or we're getting ready to bear fruit, we may not even know what we are doing. But it's at that point that we depend on God the most. If we're always going to do things out of our power, if we're always going to do things out of our strength, that is an easy road to take. But it's out of our vulnerability of opening ourselves up and depending on God to guide us, depending on the Holy Spirit to light our path, that we truly can become faithful and be enriched by the Lord. And certainly bearing fruit in the name of Jesus does not happen if it's convenient for our schedule. Bearing fruit requires sacrifice. As Jesus tells the story, the hope for the changed fig tree is that it will bear fruit. Don't cut it down. Give it a chance. He has the same hope for all human beings and for us. And that's why he died on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins. So that our lives would not be wasted. So that our lives would not end. So that we would not die. And that we would know that we are blessed. And that our Lord God loves us. So listen to his words. Bear fruit in the name of God. This season of Lent is a time to take stock of our own hearts, to take stock of our own souls, to take stock of our own lives, to do an inventory where we are spiritually. There are some steps that would help us to do this, and here they are. First, acknowledge your need for God. Know that you are powerless without the Lord. Acknowledge your need for God in prayer, in your heart. Acknowledge the reality of the living God and recognize your own hunger for God in your life. Confess your sins. Tell God the things that you do regret and want to leave behind in the past. As you turn a new direction and embark on a new journey in your living, lay all the burdens, all the concerns, all the questions you have, all the things that you want to put in the past, lay all those before the altar of God and say, Lord, here I am. I am wide open to you today. here are the things I have on my mind. Here's what the things I need you to heal. I am laying those before your altar. Be with me, speak with me each and every day. Third, accept God's forgiveness and lay claim to God's love. If you don't get anything else out of this sermon today, leave knowing that God loves you all the way. Truth is, God is much more ready to forgive than we are to receive that forgiveness, and much more ready to love than we are to own that love. God wants to love you. Fourth, change your mind. Now, I'm going to give you a little secret now for everybody. And men, don't get mad at me about this. You have a right to change your mind, okay? You can change your mind. If you're truly discerning about things in prayer and truly listening to God, you can change your mind. You can go in a new direction. You can go in a new way. Re-examine some things about your life. Re-examine your priorities. Re-examine your patterns of activity. Let God renew your mind and heart with God's grace and love. And finally, bear fruit. I am so proud to be here at St. George. We have a whole lot of fruit bearers here at St. George. We have a whole lot of people that work hard in ministry, work hard to make people feel comfortable and secure. We are a blessed church. Show some new actions when you are bearing fruit. Show some new practices. Begin to have new patterns of behavior that reflect the love of God that has for you and the love of God that you have for God. Make spiritual enrichment and awareness a deeper part of your life. So my prayer for you as you continue through Lent, think about your own ministry, not just the ministry here at St. George, but beyond these walls. Think about ways that you can bear fruit and show that light of Christ so that people will know that you love God and God loves you, and that the grace of God is lighting your path and moving you forward. Amen.